the Defense Department is sticking to its guns while trying not to be heavy-handed in proposing a new rule on independent research and development. DOD wants companies to be more candid about how they're using federal funds when conducting R&D for the Pentagon. That has some defense companies worried, but some outsiders cheering. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
Independent research and development is a touchy subject for the Defense Department and the companies that specialize in defense products. Last year, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, Frank Kendall, tried to slightly raise the barrier for industry to get public funds on research and development. That put defense contractors in a tizzy and eventually DOD backed down. But now, DOD is again trying to clamp down on possible abuses in its independent research and development, or IRAD, funds. The Pentagon is holding an industry day in March to discuss a proposed rule on IRAD. That rule puts in place new regulations which Kendall said were minimal when they were first proposed last year. The rule suggests that industry tell appropriate DOD personnel before it initiates any IRAD investments. It also asks that results of the investments be shared with DOD. Kendall said in September that he's looking for some meaningful technical content in the awards DOD gives out. He said requiring industry to tell government what it's doing will encourage more meaningful content. The IRAD dilemma stems from DOD's subsidizing of defense research. Here's Kendall from a speech in November to explain how that works.
The defense industry and the defense marketplace is very different than the commercial marketplace. Most customers don't pay you for R&D. In the commercial world, they don't. The government does. We do that because the investments required are very large and they're very long-term before you get a return. We buy, in many cases, very specialized, very complicated, very expensive products that take a long time to develop. And we buy them in an environment in which the assurance that there's going to be sales is kind of limited sometimes, where it's a very political environment. Every program doesn't make it to the market. So we pay for R&D. So a lot of our total R&D budget in the department is about $65 billion. We spend about $11 or $10 billion of that on science and technology.
Over the years, industry has been accused of beefing up the IRAD funds it needs in a contract to make its bids look lower. Since IRAD costs are deducted from the total bid, companies can subtract R&D costs from what they tell the government a contract will cost. When DOD ends up awarding those IRAD funds, that money ends up going into things that can barely be considered research and development, or might not even benefit the contract or the government. The Pentagon says there's a disconnect between what the government is expecting and what industry is providing, and as a result, it wants to ensure it's aware of industry's goals and plans before funding a project. Here's former senior defense analyst at the Government Accountability Office, Sabutra Ghoshroy.
It seems to me that what goes in the name of research, that means efforts that would generate scientific knowledge that could then be disseminated amongst general public, including companies that are developing these, doing this research. That part of the RDT&E budget, which is roughly $80 billion, is relatively small. And the rest, $60, $70 billion, is all sort of development and advanced development testing, et cetera. And that doesn't create, in my opinion, a whole lot of knowledge that can really spur innovation and scientific research. It is an area where the corporations tend to make a lot more money by building prototypes, and often they don't go anywhere.
Ghoshroy mentioned that only a small part of the funding actually goes toward innovation. And innovation is what Kendall says he wants most from these companies. He told them in November he wanted defense companies to start pulling their own weight when it comes to R&D.
I would like industry to make greater investments. Industry's doing a lot of stock buybacks, which I think I understand why they're doing it. That improves some financial metrics and so on. There are other reasons to do it. But I think a better investment for the long term is in technology for future products.
Right now, what the defense companies spend of their own money on R&D is pretty small, despite the fact that sometimes their products do make it to the consumer market. Northrop Grumman spent about 4% of its revenue on R&D in 2014. Boeing spent a little over $3 billion on R&D in 2014. That's only 3% of its revenue. And Raytheon spent only 2% of its revenue on R&D. A report by the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation found that spending as a share of sales by defense contractors declined by nearly one-third between 1999 and 2012. On the other hand, non-government technology companies spend billions more at a larger share of revenues. Apple spent $2 billion on R&D in the first quarter of 2015 alone. Samsung spent $13.4 billion in 2012, and Microsoft spent $10.4 billion. Here's SpaceX Chief Operating Officer Gwynne Shotwell speaking with a moderator in November about defense industry R&D spending. You'll hear the moderator first.
How does 4% sound to you for SpaceX?
Incredibly low.
Sure.
Very low.
And does it surprise you that the defense establishment has an innovation problem with R&D at that levels?
No, I think it's a huge part of the reason. I think what you need to do is make sure that you're looking at markets broadly. If you are only looking to the military for your market, you're not going to have the capital to go ahead and invest what's necessary to do that. You really have to look at markets broadly.
Northrop Grumman CEO Wesley Bush said in November that industry needs the subsidized IRAD funds because it doesn't commercialize enough for its products to pay for the R&D, and because some of the technologies should be kept secret from adversaries. Here's Bush.
Yes, we are investing collectively, both us and our customers, an enormous amount in advanced technology, but we're doing it for a purpose that we are not going to commercialize. And the moment we begin to commercialize it, that begins to wash away technological superiority. So not all R&D is created equal. And in fact, that part that's not equal, we want on our side. We want it for defense. And I think we have to be careful about the vocabulary that we use because we will end up conveying a very inappropriate message about what we do.
Of course, that doesn't take into account once a technology becomes old news if the defense company can finally commercialize it. We'll find out more on the rule, its fate, and stakeholder reaction during the Industry Day next month. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Scott's story and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.